With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. European and NATO leaders joining President Volodymyr Zelensky in Washington Monday for talks with President Trump. Meanwhile, Secretary of State Marco Rubio telling NBC's Meet the Press he can't reveal exactly what's going on behind the scenes, but both sides will be making some compromises.
Now, you can't have a peace agreement unless both sides give and get. You can't have a peace agreement unless both sides make concessions. That's a fact. That's true in virtually any negotiation. If not, it's just called surrender. And neither side is going to surrender.
And he says both sides are struggling.
Even totalitarian governments have constituencies they have to respond to. People have to go back and defend these agreements that they make and figure out a way to explain them to people. So we need to create space for concessions to be made.
Former Israeli ambassador to the U.S., Dr. Michael Oren, says achieving a peace deal with Hamas virtually impossible given a fundamental difference between Western values and those of the bloody terrorist organization.
We're also dealing with an enemy for whom death is a logical option. In the West, we're not used to negotiating with people who, you know, for whom we'll say, oh, listen, if we don't get our way, we'd rather die. You don't really have that many people in the West like that anymore, but that's very common among Hamas.
Oren says for Hamas, death is not only an option, but the preferred option compared to accepting a peace deal to Israel's liking.
But they won't take that. They'd rather die. They'd rather die than go down in Muslim history as the people who, you know, ran away with the tails between their legs. They'd rather die. So that is a very difficult situation.
Israeli protesters demanding, meanwhile, a deal to free hostages in Gaza. That's attempting to shut down the country in one of the largest and fiercest protests in 22 months of the war. Organizers claim that thousands and thousands of people have taken part. This is SRN News. Drag queen bingo causing an uproar in New York.
Public outrage has led to the cancellation of a fundraiser by the Child Advocacy Center of Greater Rochester. The organization, which says its mission is to protect vulnerable kids from harm, had been planning to host a bingo night featuring a performance by a drag queen. When word got out to the local community, it rebelled, some pointing out the strange irony of the center putting on a show that experts say would actually harm children. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Another country will recognize a Palestinian state. Australia will join France, the UK, and Canada in granting Palestinians aspirations at the UN General Assembly next month. Israel opposes the move, arguing that any such state must be the result of negotiation between itself and the Palestinians, and it cannot be unilaterally imposed by outsiders. This is SRN News. Bloodshed and shooting early Sunday morning at a New York nightclub. Correspondent Julie Walker says police still not sure, though, at this time what caused that dispute, but the investigation is underway.
A shooting at Taste of City Lounge in Brooklyn just before 3:30 Sunday morning leaves three men dead, including a 19-year-old and nine others, both men and women, injured. In all, they range in age from 19 to 61. New York City Police Commissioner Jessica Tisch says there was some kind of dispute.
The shooting preliminarily appears to be gang-related.
She says the guns appear to be 9mm and 45 caliber, and a gun was recovered not far from the scene.
We believe that there were up to four shooters involved in this incident.
The commissioner says whenever gangs are involved, there's always concerns about retribution. Julie Walker, New York.
More details at srnnews.com.